Tavkuf Nunal Siv Gimel Shavu Shachal Bli Tisha Vav. So now we're talking about from Rosh Chodesh. Now we're talking about the week of Tisha Vav. Assume the Sapa Lechavis. What's it coming? The Mechav is going from the Iker Adin with Machmi Mor. But the Mechav, the haircuts and the laundering is only Shavu Shachal Bli Tisha Vav. Hafila Eina Reitzel Lulish Ata El Anich Alacha Tisha Vav. The Iser is not only the wearing, it's the act of laundering. It's also something that gives a person pleasure to have everything cleaned. So you're not allowed to launder, even if you can plan to wear it only after Tisha B'Av. If he has only one garment, it's also, unless what he has is not wearable, then he can wash something. It's just to have something to wear. If something was washed beforehand, you should not use freshly laundered clothing. Not new clothing for wearing and not beddings. Even you should not have new towels, hand towels, or tablecloths. The kibbutz shalonu mutter, the kibbutz chutzlars is mutter. It didn't come out so good in those days. Somebody told me the washing machine, when it's broken, it comes out with a bad smell. I said, if you want to use it, it's all right. I don't recommend using it. Aber giutz, giutz is ironing, is also. The pishtun ein bemishum giutz. According to the Mechaber, things that are made out of flax, even Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to clean them. But anything that's freshly laundered, even things that are made out of pishtun, so also simple garments is also to wear on this week. Not to launder anything and not to wear freshly laundered things at all. And it's possible that it's not only from inside a meeting, but inside a dinner also. Our kibbutz is like that of Nebovel. Maybe only Bovel has problems, but the rest of the world is like Eretz Yisrael. So the kiss, the bottom line is no laundering. There's others that say the difference between this thing called giutz and kibbutz is giutz is with detergent and kibbutz is just with water. And now as we use detergent, so the mail could be also nikur adin. So the bottom line is, like we said before, we ask for any type of kibbutz and also not wearing freshly laundered things. Ramos says, like we said before, Menegashkinas is from Rosh Chodesh, so that's a Tisha B'Av. In Boilitzov Mitzvah, the great Isha Levesh is Levon and Mutaz Lachavis, the Lulish Levon Latzia Tachdeh. A woman who's counting her clean days and she needs fresh white garments, she is allowed to wear new ones and new bedding on this week. To wear freshly laundered things, even for this woman who needs the tzoruch mitzvah, she not do it on Tisha B'Av itself, just have something clean. In those days of the Kovat Shabbos, they only wear this simple Kli Pishtun. Today we wear regular Shabbos clothing, Matzim Levonim. The other Mishnah Berurah says a Chumrah that we would say, Matzim Levonim, maybe you might have new bedding on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says, talking about new tablecloths. But the sheets, he says, there's no need to be making because the idea behind it is something that's the Fahesia, we do not show any minik of Avelos and Shabbos. The clothing and tablecloths happen too, but the thing that's not going to get to that, the bedding is not something with Fahesia. Also, Litan Kalim Lechabes and Yehudu Lechabes Mirishkoish Veil. Not only are we not allowed to do the laundry, we're not allowed to give it to a goy to do for us from a Shkoish of. But to give to them before a Shkoidish, then we don't have to make a cheshbon with them when they're doing it, because they're doing it on their own volition.